KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ in 0TR. Good evening, Larry. How you doing tonight?
Well, good evening, Tom. I'm holding up best I can. I guess the topic of the day for a lot of people is the weather rolling in. Donna and I have a couple of, I think they call them hose bibs or something like that. They're just faucets on the house. And they're supposed to have stems long enough to get it past the freeze point or something and when you shut them off. But I like turning the water off on that stuff. I don't want it causing a water problem is a big problem, as you might know. So we did that today on front of the house and back of the house. That's the only time I've been out today. I'm trying to nurse along this laryngitis. Never had it in my life before, so I'm trying to be careful and keep my throat clear. If it snows, I'll just look at it. KK4JVQ.
I feel the same way about that. I don't call them hose bibs or faucets. I'm from Kansas. I come down here the first time they asked me, what do you mean? I asked for a garden hose, and they said, what they call it? They call that a hose pipe. I don't know, you know. But I'm finally learning the language. But we got one put in, one of those antifreeze ones out front, because Bernice was having a hard time hooking a hose to the other one. And we got that put in, and I still put a cover over it, and I put a cover over the one on the back of the house that goes out to the chickens. And I try the hose every time. I just turn it on. It fills up a 5-gallon bucket out there. It's got a float on it that shuts it off. But you know, Larry, I went out there the other day, and there was a sprayer that was hooked on the auxiliary hose that we used to clean those with. And that sprayer was just one of those end things, you know. And it evidently had some water left in it, and it froze up and busted and was laying on the ground, not even hooked to the hose. I was really surprised. I didn't think it'd been that cold. But, I suppose they're in net mode, though. I'm going to turn that TV off, Bernice. It's distracting. Bernice didn't tell you hi.
Hi, Larry.
But you've had that laryngitis quite a while. I get hoarse pretty easy anymore. And I don't know why. But have you talked to a doctor about that?
I've been a doctor since I was 14. I don't believe in them. Something's going to take me. I don't need to know what that is or how it's coming. I just take care of myself in the original package as best I can. Well, I do know the power of freezing water. Unfortunately, if that enters your life experience at any point, most folks are surprised. It's almost unbelievable the way water freezes and it doesn't resist it. Well, nothing can resist it. I'll put it that way.
Truth, Larry, we used to have to wear what they call a poopy suit when I was in a flight crew on the S-2s when I was flying off a carrier. If the water temperature and the air temperature didn't equal such and such a number, you had to put them stupid rubber suits on, and I think they had one size. It was extra large. I can't really remember now. They said later if we deployed to ADAC Alaska that your survival time would be like 30 minutes if you had a poopy suit on, if I remember rightly, but that might not be accurate. And I'm sure they got a lot better ones now. But I'll never forget the first time I went aboard the carrier. I laid it down by the gangplank and went in, got a bunk, come back out, and somebody stole it. And they never did reissue me one. You know, I was just pretty darn happy about that.
I'm sure the best part of anything like that was not having to need one. That'd just be the best part. But sometimes you cannot control even where you lay your head at night. And that's the way life becomes tedious. I don't know where I first heard that. Life gets tedious, don't it? But it was said with a little bit of a smile behind it, but it's awfully true. It's a tedious thing. Donna and I have had a couple of, you might call them serious conversations about the condition of the world in the last few days, and it kind of weighs heavy on me how awful things have come to be, you know, developed over time, whatnot. And it's not, people that are close to me or anything like that, but the world seems to be a particularly bad place in spots, you know. And that's not the first time we've encountered anything like that, but it just seems if people would work on the issues they know are right in front of them, couldn't it get better? You know, couldn't you live 70 plus years and things get better? That's all my only question. KK4JBQ.
Ago, I've been going between the football game, which I care nothing about really, but I watch it a little bit because my grandkids and our daughter and all of them, they watch it. And I turned it off because it was distracting me. I was talking to my old friend Henry up in Kansas. He just got out of the hospital, and so I called him, and I'm just glad he's still around. But then I flip back over to Fox News there on Samsung Plus. It's free. And they had the parents of these hostages they'd taken in Palestine. And looking forward to getting them turned loose. And this one guy, his brother, he just wanted his body of his brother back. And it sounded like wonderful people, and I just don't understand how that started out. It was just brutal, but I hope the new president can square this stuff away, as we used to say in the Navy, get it squared away. But you're right. You sound like Dave Watt. He hadn't had a regular doctor since he was a family doctor since he was 8 years old. Man, I wish I could say that, Larry. I've seen a lot of them, good and bad, but mostly good. I'm a miracle of modern medicine, as my nephew says, and he's a medical scientist. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the doctors, put it that way, Larry.
Well, I can say that I'm absolutely sure that there are a lot of people that feel that way about you. that we're glad you're here. And really, that's... when you come to think about it, if you know you're right with your maker, you don't mind going. You don't have any qualms at all. As a matter of fact, you might even be looking forward to it. There's a lot of questions on my mind. But be that as it may, the one thing that that holds me here are the people who care anything about me, you know. Don't want to just be another sharp loss. And we've all of us have had too much of that. However we're situated, whomever we know, the world is in quite an awful shape, and some people get by, you know, and other people seem to carry more than their share of the load of woes and worries. And the longer I'm here, the more I realize that I can't do a thing about it. I can make my petitions known, but I realize who's in charge. And the plans are what they are. You know, a long, long time ago, I think it was one of the first few conversations, I'm sure, that Donna and I had when we were just dating. And this goes back, you know, almost 36 years ago now. I says, you know, it's troubled me that I cannot find any reference to this land in Scripture. And that is a book of many colors, if you will. Part of it is it's a great deal of geology there, not geology, geography there. And the United States of America in any form is just absent. I was concerned about that. And she said, well, you'll figure it out. Donna's not much for talking about such things, but anyhow, I rather think at this point that we are a change agent. We count, we matter, but not so much that we'd be referred to in Scripture by name, you know. I think largely this continent had not been well populated. And the people that were here had so many different kinds of languages, and they were all far apart from one another. This is a big country. Anyhow, so I got lots of things to talk about when I get there, when I walk up and put my token on the counter, you know. That's what my dad used to say when I turned my token in. KK4JBQ.
I'm glad I've abstained from that so far, but this is NZLTR. But I know when one of my first surgeons that was working on me, and I was pretty near death, and he turned to Bernice. We wasn't married yet. We've been married 56 years, it'll be 57 this year. And he said, don't marry that guy. He's not going to live that long. And so I'm pretty thankful I'm here. And every day is a blessing. But he saved my life, so no disrespect, man. But I outlived him, Larry. This is NZLTR.
Now, I like the sound of all of that, every bit of it. I don't think something like that should be said even in jest. Especially to a fiancé, you know, good grief. And it just is, my mama used to say, a good turn that you outlived him. That's turning things around right. No, another thing my mama used to say was that if you can't say something good, just don't say anything good at all, will you? pretty quiet. And that wonderful woman had everything right. Well, most everything. And for those things that she got wrong with, she's... We gave her enough. She had... Well, come on now. Well, there were two boys. My folks had practically two families. They had a late... my sister was quite late. And I practically raised her, you know. Mom and Dad were still working all the time. And I fed and diapered. And it's a good thing I would never have children of my own. And so my little sister came along, and I had my chance there. Oh, well, I guess all in all, I'm thankful for the way things have been, how they've turned out. I have no complaint at all. But I do have lots of questions. KK4JBQ.
This doctor, I'll never forget him. He was Dr. Ash. He was back up in Kansas. And he was noted for not having a good side, bedside matter, manner. And I'd have to concur with that finding. But he did save my life, anyways. Well, Larry, I better let you go. It's 5 minutes till net time. I just hollered for anybody out there. I should have CQ'd, but I didn't. And usually somebody will answer. And I enjoy the conversations the last half hour before the net. And Times and Patrick. I think this is Patrick's night, if he's there. So we're blessed by some good net operators. You take care, and if you don't want to go to a doctor, go down to the urgent care and ask them, to take a look at your throat. And I guess they're doctors though too, so you probably don't want to. Anyway, don't be so hard-headed. Go get that looked at. You've had that a long time. That's Tom's tip of the day. Anyways, KK4JBQ. This is N0TR. The pleasure's all mine, Larry. Have a good night. And I'm clear.
Tom, it's been my pleasure, too. You and Bernice have a good evening all together. KK4JBQ. I'm clear.
Bernie said be sure and tell Donna hi, too. We'll talk to you later. This is N0TR Clip.